A diverse coalition of educators, faith-based leaders, and members of law enforcement are calling for Delaware to use $54 million in unexpected tax receipts to create a trust fund to benefit low-income children. More from WHYY's Shirley Min. She lays out how the group thinks the money should be spent.
First and second graders at Shortledge Elementary School enthusiastically welcomed everyone to their school. 87% of these students live below the poverty line. They're some of the very kids the Coalition for Delaware's Kids wants to help. Attorney General Matt Dehn and others say Delaware's $54 million tax revenue windfall should not be used to help balance next year's budget.
We're here today to urge a different approach. We're here to urge that it not be spent all at once, but rather conservatively over a four-year period of time, and that it be spent in a very focused way on at-risk kids in Delaware to help lift those kids up and give those kids an opportunity to fulfill their potential.
The coalition wants the money to fund things like expanding pre-K, after-school, and summer programs in poor neighborhoods, fund evidence-based reentry programs for kids leaving juvenile correctional facilities, and to create a recovery high school for Delaware students battling addiction.
This is a rare opportunity to fundamentally change the lives of a lot of these kids.
Maria Matos, president of the Latin American Community Center in Wilmington, says when given the same opportunities, the kids thrive, but many miss those chances early on.
When you're poor and you're a child, you're behind. So I think that $55 million is a lot of moolah. And if Delaware is really serious about taking care of poor children, then they better put their money where their mouth is.
Getting the governor and state lawmakers to sign off on something like this won't be easy. After surviving through years of lean financial times, Delaware's finances remain tough, and a one-time boost of $54 million would go a long way. From the Delaware desk, Shirley Min, WHYY News.